Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Tuesday, 5th October 2021. Top stories for today. The Malacca State Legislative Assembly has been dissolved on October 4th, thus making way for a state election. Speaker Dato Sri Abu Rauf Yusof said the Yang di-Pertuan Negeri of Malacca, Tun Muhammad Ali Rustam, has pondered and decided to dissolve the State Assembly upon advice from Chief Minister Dato Sri Sulaiman Mat Ali yesterday. Abu Rauf said a letter was sent to Muhammad Ali yesterday to notify him about the four Malacca assemblymen who declared that they have lost confidence in Sulaiman and to seek his consent for the dissolution of the State Assembly. The defence in Datin Seri Rosmah Mansur's corruption case involving a hybrid solar project rural schools in Sarawak will prove that the former Prime Minister's wife was used as a scapegoat and that the real mastermind was her former aide, Datuk Rizal Mansur. Lawyer Datuk Akbardin Abdul Kadir, representing Rosmah when reading out his opening statement on the case in the High Court today, said the charges against his client was selective prosecution, which was made in bad faith and with malafide. Malaysia's daily tally of COVID-19 cases increased slightly to 8,817 as of noon today, from 8,075 cases yesterday. Health Director General Tan Sri Dr. Nur Hisham Abdullah in a social media post said the figures brought the cumulative total of COVID-19 cases in the country to 2,294,457. Taiwan falling to China would trigger catastrophic consequences for peace in Asia, President Tsai Ing-wen wrote in a piece for Foreign Affairs published today, and if threatened, Taiwan will do whatever it takes to defend itself. Taiwan, which is claimed by China as its sovereign territory, has faced a massive stepping up of pressure from Beijing since Friday, with 148 Chinese Air Force aircraft flying into Taiwan's air defense zone over a four-day period. The son of late Philippines dictator Ferdinand Marcos announced on Tuesday he will run for president in next year's elections, ending months of speculation over his political ambitions. Ferdinand Marcos Jr., who is popularly known as Bongbong, had been touted as a potential candidate for either the presidency or the vice presidency, having been involved in politics since his return in 1991 from exile following his father's 1986 overthrow. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.